I know we're all guilty of lying in bed, scrolling through this new website we just discovered with the cutest clothes, adding it all to cart, and then remembering your wallet is in the living room and you don't want to get out of bed to go find your credit card number. So then you head to the checkout in hopes that you see that purple shop button. And there it is, the iconic purple Shop Pay button that has all of your payment and shipping information saved, saving you time while you get to stay cozy in bed. Well, that's Shopify. And there's a reason so many businesses sell with it, because Shopify makes everything easier, from checkout to creating your own storefront. Shopify is the commerce platform behind 10% of all e-commerce in the US, from household names like Skims and Rhode to brands just getting started. It gives you that leg up from day one with hundreds of beautiful, ready-to-go templates to express your brand style. You could tackle all of the important tasks in one place, from inventory to payments to analytics and more, including spreading the word on your brand with built-in marketing and email tools to find and keep new customers. And as for that iconic purple Shop Pay button, it's why Shopify has the best converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/forthegirls. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls. Shopify.com/forthegirls.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game. Delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalario.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalario.com.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Percivali. And today we are interviewing the president of one of my favorite brands ever, Karen Minsky of Dionys Goat Milk Skincare. You girls might have seen when I was introduced to the brand for the first time and I went to their farm earlier this year. I had an amazing experience with everyone from Dionys, of course, including the goats. Yes, I did meet all of the goats and I fell in love. I fell in love with everything and everyone. Love the brand. I've been using it since then. And yes, it is a goat milk skincare brand that was founded over 40 years ago on a small goat farm. And it has transformed into such an innovative, fabulous brand under Karen's leadership. So of course it was about time that we had to have a conversation with her. And Karen is not only the president of the company and an amazing businesswoman, but she is also a wife and a mom of three, and she is super dedicated to her family life and her personal life. And we dive into all of it because she really is proof that you absolutely can have it all and do it all. You girls hear me say in like the little intro before the episode begins, like, what if I can have it all? And you can. And that is very clear in this conversation today, because she gives lots of just like tips, whether it be like mindset or routine and putting yourself first and taking care of yourself while also taking care of your family and also taking care of, you know, your business as well and growing that. And so it was a really insightful, good conversation from the product side to the business side to even the influencer brand trip side. We get into all of that because when I did go to the farm, it was a little bit of a brand trip and it was amazing. That was my first brand trip and I had such a great time. I'm actually wearing the sweatsuit that I got from them. It says join the herd on the front. And then on the back has the Dionys logo. So I got this sweatsuit from Dionys when I went to their farm and I wear it all the time. So of course it was only fitting to wear it today. So yeah, this was such a fun and insightful conversation that I cannot wait for you girls to hear. So let's get right into it. Okay, everyone, please welcome Karen to For the Girls. I am so, so, so excited for this episode. Karen, please introduce yourself to the girls and tell us all about you.
Hi, I'm Karen Minsky. I'm the president of Dionys Goat Milk Skincare. We are a beautiful goat milk-based skincare brand in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. We had the pleasure of hosting you, Victoria, on our farm, so you can really tell that it's not like a farm, I guess, the way people envision it. It's definitely an experience. And I'm also a mom of three boys. I am super busy in life, but that's what kind of gets me moving and that's where I thrive. So I'm super excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. I'm so excited. Like I just said, yes, I did get to experience the farm. Yes, it was definitely an experience to say the least. First of all, I love the area. Like even when we were just like arriving into like Bucks County, like it's so freaking cute. Like I want to go there. I mean, I don't like necessarily go to Pennsylvania for no reason, but like I want to go there just to experience it again because it was really cute. And yeah, the farm was so nice. I mean, I had quite an experience myself with the goats. I was attempting.
You cracked me up. Oh my God.
I was attempting to feed them, but I was scared. I was. I'm not going to lie.
Well, you were also holding their favorite snack. And so they just saw you and they really, I think, just stopped seeing you and just saw the snack. And then they were like all like coming right at you. We were like, I don't know about this.
Wait, it was Cheez-Its, right?
Yeah, they love Cheez-Its. Like our vet told us about this because, you know, they're rescue goats and they were a little bit like hesitant to be around people just because of their experience. And our vet was like, listen, Cheez-Its is the way to go. That's how you're going to get them to really feel comfortable and trust and really be great around people. And they have acclimated so beautifully. And so, yeah, Cheez-Its is my thing. This is what we pull out. We put them in little buckets, as you know, and the goats absolutely love them. It's great.
That is so funny. I'm like, hopefully this isn't bad press that I'm like posting like attacked by the goats. But no, they just really wanted the Cheez-Its. And I'm not an animal whisperer. I mean, dogs, obviously, you know, like are the easiest route for someone like me. And then outside of that, it's like they're all just wild animals and I don't know how to handle them.
I know. And to be fair to you, I mean, some of them were like 200 pounds. And so a goat like jumping on your person, you're like pretty small, like you're a skinny little girl. So like, I feel like for a 200 pound animal to jump on you, you were like, what is going on?
Yeah. But it was the most fun. It was, first of all, the experience in general was fun, which we'll get more into toward the end, but like just in general, the event was planned so well. The girls that were selected, like it was such a great group of girls. The goats, obviously, sure, I may be slightly traumatized, but they were adorable. And how often will I ever get to experience a goat farm again? So like, it was such a great experience. And of course, the icing on the cake being the product, I just showed you, Karen, that I have like all my lip stuff here because I'm obsessed with all the lippies. I love all the skincare, but the lip, like I always have on the go with me. I'm just always using it. And I actually, the lip balm, which to me, like I see it sometimes as like a chapstick kind of vibe. My husband likes this too. He like, cause he's a big like chapstick person. And so I'm always like giving him this. So we're big Dionys people in this household. In any case, with all that being said, Dionys, you have a life before this brand, of course, that came to be. So before that was even really a thought, I would love for you to back up and tell us about, one, your life beforehand, and two, like, how long was this even a thought? Like, was this something you always saw yourself creating? Like, just give us the backstory of you before this was conceived.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when I was kind of like growing up in life and becoming like, you know, a person, an adult, I really just always worked really hard. There was a period of time when I was a single mom. So I had to really figure out like how to take care of my children. I wasn't really like, I didn't really even have like an ex-partner that was in the picture. So for me, it was just like, how do I manage my life? How do I really take care of everything? Just it's a big responsibility. And so I really worked hard in life, and I really figured out super early that like you really have to figure out your own journey and kind of create the path for yourself. You have to really fight. You know, us girls, we don't really have it easy, unfortunately, right? We have to kind of like, you know, fight our way through the crowd in a lot of ways. And so that's what I did my entire career. And I kind of, you know, I almost say I would like, I fell into just like product in general, and just like being in love with developing and creating product, because I always thought about creating things that were just not always accessible and that always were not in my reach, you know, even they were like super expensive or just not really great. And so, you know, I worked in so many different industries. I really learned, you know, what it is to run a business. And I want to say that you really have to learn every part of the business in order for you to be able to like create a brand and run your own business. And so this was just something that made sense for me. You know, this this journey here at Dionys just kind of came, honestly, I thought it was like a pit stop before I like my next big thing. And it turned into this amazing journey because the product was just so great. And, you know, I don't know about you, but like I really, as a younger person, I never really paid that much attention to what I put on my skin, just because, you know, it was more of like a fad of like, ooh, whose name should I buy? Or, you know, this looks really great. And it was really more makeup focused. It was not really about skincare and like body care. But then let me just tell you, that creeps up on you. And all of a sudden you wake up and you're like, wow, like I really need to really think about really what I'm putting on my skin. And it's a struggle to find skincare out there that is not super expensive, that you have to literally give your entire paycheck to. And that also actually does what it's saying, right? There's like all these pretty packages and beautiful marketing, but at the end of the day, what does it really do for your skin? And so I'm really, I would say, like almost an advocate for all of us women who really want quality skincare and don't want to have to put our entire paycheck to it, because we have a life, right? We have things that we have to do with our money, you know, taking care of our family and so forth. And so that's just something that I truly believe in my heart. And you see that in my brand. So if you were to go and shop around and, you know, do some competitor shopping and look at other brands that try to offer, you know, what we are doing, you really won't find it. But if you even find something close, it's like triple the price for that reason.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. A couple questions based on what you said. First, I find it interesting that you had mentioned you thought this was kind of just like a stepping stone, small thing before your next big thing. Explain that. Like, did you think this was just going to be like a one-time drop? Like, what was your original intention with the brand?
So the brand was actually founded by like this goat herder in Virginia. And, but it was like a tiny, tiny little brand that you never would ever hear of. Mm-hmm. And I was like trying to figure out where my next step was, you know, with my career. And I happened to kind of walk into this, you know, I would say it was like an office building. And I was like, what is happening like with this product? And you know, I kind of looked at it like, yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, it's cute. I didn't really try it. And I was like, yeah, I'll take this, you know, I'll work here for a little bit and I'll take over and I'll kind of do this kind of stuff. But again, not really thinking it was going to be anything more than just a stepping stone until I figure out my next big thing. And I was in my car on my way home and I opened one of our hand creams. And I was like, I might as well just try it if I'm going to be like living this life for a little bit. And I put it on my hands and I just said to myself, like, this needs to be a part of something bigger and something that I am like fully invested in. And so that's kind of like how my journey started. And I took over the brand, and because the goat herder was like, listen, this is not my thing. I just had some goats with like some extra milk that I needed to figure out what to do with. And you guys helped me do that. And now I'm going to step back. And I was like, I need to take this over because you don't even realize like what you have here. It's just such a phenomenal. And we started out with bar soaps. We didn't make anything else other than bar soaps. You know, goats naturally make milk, and sometimes there's just too much of it because the baby goats just kind of grow out of feeding and they need to start eating like other foods. And so you don't want to throw away the goat milk. And so that's right. Kind of like how we transformed it into like, how can we make use of this amazing ingredient? And so it's just such a difference. And that's why like our products are so great. Honestly, it's all the goat milk.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. That's interesting. So now, first of all, I have the bar soaps too from you guys. I mean, I have everything, but like,
yeah, I try to load you up.
I am not a bar soap person like previously. Like that's just not what I go for because I'm like, give me all like the sudsy, which I also have all the other body stuff from you guys as well. So I have the whole array. However, I very much like your bar soap. Like I actually really do. Like I'm not just saying that. Like I find that like you feel like this is so weird to say, like that you feel really clean, you feel really soft, like, but that's how I feel with all of the products, which I guess you could explain further as to like why goat milk skincare creates that feeling, if you know what I'm saying.
I mean, in general, like here's how I like to tell people, and that's really just in life when you're examining brands across, and it doesn't just have to be, you know, my brand. When you're putting something on your skin, if you feel it, if you feel a greasy residue, if you feel dry, if you feel anything, it's not compatible with your skin. And what goat milk has is the same pH as human skin. And so what that means is when you put our product onto your skin, it's the most compatible. It actually measures like, okay, how much moisture do you already have? And it only adds in what you need. It doesn't overload you. That's why there's never a greasy residue. It's also a really clean product. So there's no harsh detergents. There's no chemicals. You know, you really have to be wary of what you put on your skin. Look at those ingredient labels and really learn, you know, what are these ingredients and what do they do for my skin? And if goat milk is not listed, it's really just such a different type of product. We nourish your skin because goat milk is loaded with vitamins and nutrients. So you really do get the additive of nourishment plus the moisturizing or the anti-aging or the exfoliation or the antioxidant. There's so many benefits that goat milk gives you. And so when you are thinking about what you're putting on your skin, you really want to be aware. And so it's a great natural ingredient that you can just put on and you don't even think about it. And a fun fact, by the way, when people are like lactose intolerant or they're just like really sensitive to milk product, goat milk is typically the milk that they're least sensitive to. And they don't even think about it because they're like, oh, I'm lactose intolerant. I can't deal. You should try goat milk because it's such a compatible with your whole entire makeup, like in and out. So it's such a great ingredient.
That is so interesting. So, okay, because when we were at the farm, you had the coffee bar in the morning.
Yes, and we had the goat milk lattes, remember?
Yes. Yeah. So is that like how you typically drink like your coffee? Like, do you drink it with goat milk?
I mean, listen, I try to put goat milk in everything or goat butter. We actually have like a cooking segment that I do from our kitchen here at the farm and we put it on our social. But yeah, I try to use goat milk in everything. It's a healthy fat and it's full of like nutrients and proteins and vitamins that you really just want to honestly just put that whenever you can. So if it's adding like a butter, replace your regular cow's butter with goat butter. It's definitely a different butter. You have to probably go to like a different store to get it. It's not available, but once you find it, you should get it because you'll feel such a difference even in the quality of your food.
That is so interesting. Yeah, because I feel like your brand in general just, I would say probably is true for most people that like, you, not to say we count the goats out, but you don't like think about it, you know, like it's just milk comes from a cow. Like that's just, you know, how you use it. And so, yeah, you, as you learn more and as like you look more into the brand and you realize like you just said, whether it's the butter for cooking, the milk for your latte, the body wash, whatever, it's like, wait, all of this can come from that. It's crazy.
It's totally crazy, but honestly, it's like, I can't imagine. And when I try, like, listen, and I try other brands, right? Because when I discover, like, hey, what do I want to launch? I don't just launch stuff just to launch it. I think about, what am I looking out into the marketplace that is not available or that it's not like really great quality? And so I try a ton of other brands all the time, but there's never like an added benefit of like the nutrition aspect of it. And when you think about your skin, like, we need the vitamins, we need the nutrients, we need all of that. And it's all natural, right? I'm not adding any of that stuff into my product. It comes naturally with the goat milk. And so, and we put such a good amount percent in the product. So that way you really are getting a true benefit of that.
Yeah. Wow. No, it's amazing. I want to shift gears to get more into the business side of things, because like you mentioned in the beginning, you are a mom of three. And then you also just said in general, like, I'm just a busy person. So I want to know what that's like running the business as a mom, as a social person, as a wife. Just like, is there even a work-life balance? Like, what does that look like?
So it's definitely a struggle to be, to balance between the two. But what I really try to do is when I'm at work, I try to just be, you know, Karen is working and that's the frame of mind that I'm in. And when I'm home, I try to really be present with my family because I'm not there a lot, right? My job takes a lot of my time. And so when I'm there, I want to be present and available. So like if I have to run out and I have to go be at my kids, you know, end of school year party, or if I have to go on a trip, I'll do that. Because I do travel a lot and it does take a lot of time and a lot of, you know, effort to really put your business first and to really put out the product that I'm proud of. But I kind of almost feel like Dionys is my baby. It's just one more kid that I need to give. And it just requires a little bit more time. It's like my baby. It's not like as grown as my older boys. But honestly, I also think that I'm giving my kids like, hey, I'm a working mom and this is possible. You can have a family. You can have a career. You can have aspirations in life that make you who you are as a person that doesn't have to just be like a mom. Or, and then there's nothing wrong with that, by the way. Yeah. I give so much credit to women that can be home with their children full time and that are able to do that. I'm someone that just, I call myself like a nervous ninny. Like I just have to like constantly move from one thing to the next. So I need that diversity. I need that excitement in my life. And so for me, this works. And being busy is what gets me going. Like that's what I thrive at all the time. So I don't sleep a lot, but but sleep is I'll sleep when I'm, you know, I don't know when I'll ever get
there. You're one of those people who just like can't sit still.
No, not at all. I can't at all sit still. So it's probably like not a great quality, but when I'm home, I try to do that with my children. And when they were little, I did that a lot with them, but you know, but I really have to make an effort to be where I need to be.
Well, I think that's exactly it. It's making the effort because, so I don't know how, like, do you ever like think about or talk about or even hear podcasts or anything talking about like masculine energy, feminine energy? Like, are you familiar with that? Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's something that, I mean, I do still talk about, but I used to talk about a lot more because I was running like multiple businesses. I was doing so many things. And I was also single at the time when this was like really at the height of like my content. And I was mostly, I would say, all day, every day, embodied into my masculine energy. And when I was dating, it was really hard for me to turn that off. But I wasn't making that effort to do so. I wasn't making that conscious effort to switch out and say, okay, work is work. And now when I come home or if I'm going on a date, like let me tap into a softer, more feminine energy. Let me be more present. My mind was always like, onto what else can I be doing? I always felt like time that was spent outside of creating or working was time wasted. If I wasn't being productive, I was wasting time. So it was hard for me to ever enjoy anything outside of work because my brain constantly went to, you're not getting anything done, so you're not productive and you're not wasting time. It took age, obviously, and maturity and just like learning and experience and, you know, realizing I wasn't getting what I wanted out of any dating experiences and things of that sort. And I feel like by the time that I met my now husband, you know, this was it, which is crazy because it's only 2.5 years ago. It was 2023. I was really able to, I had gotten myself like a separate phone at that point so that like when I was out, I wasn't like getting blown up with like work stuff. I had actually eliminated work things that just really no longer resonated with me. Like there were so many things that I was trying to make happen and trying to do just because I was in that like go, go, go mode. But then it was like, this doesn't even feel good to do, you know? So I like eliminated that off my plate. Whatever the case was, by the time that I met him and was dating, we were getting into this relationship, I feel like I had really been able to make that conscious effort to snap out of that and lean more into that feminine energy where, you know, I'm able to just sit and relax and enjoy. Now I'm a little too far gone. Now I am the person who only wants to sit still. I'm like, I have to leave the house. I have to do things. I quite frankly want to do nothing. So I'm a little too far gone at this point. But my point is that like it took the effort to get there because otherwise I'm sure you could fall right into that rat race of like having no time for anything, you know?
For sure. And I'm constantly thinking about it, right? I'm constantly saying to myself, hey, because that masculine energy is really hard to like let go of at the end of the day. Because listen, I'm running a company, right? I'm dealing with a lot of like higher level things. And I'm really at a different level in my mind when I'm at work versus when I'm home talking with my husband and my children. And I need that like downtime. So I also understand me and I know that I need to kind of have like that moment to shift. And it requires me to maybe do 30 minutes. When I kind of walk through the door, I just need to like isolate myself and just kind of decompress for my day so I can kind of engage in a really positive way. But I also feel like as women, we have to remember that we are super strong. We have the ability to multitask like nobody else. That is like a special, special gift that we are all given. And we have to honestly just have the confidence to know that we really can do anything. Honestly, we are just such a great, like, you know, breed of women that like, we really are just phenomenal. And I think that confidence and just remembering that like failure is not something you should be scared of. I actually look forward to failure because that's how I learn and how I evolve in my whole life. It's not like I've been super successful and I've never failed. And
yeah,
I can tell you 100 things that I've done wrong in the last week, probably. Right.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's how we recover. And so, you know, I always try to tell, you know, a lot of like younger people that work for me, especially, they're like, hey, explain to me, like, how do I do this? How do I do what you're doing and still have a family? And I'm like, you can do anything.
100%.
You just have to put your mind to it. You know, we are really like powerful women. We really can do whatever we want. It's just, what do we want? You know, yeah.
And the first step is know it, is being able to answer that question.
Exactly.
Is knowing exactly what you want, because some people, you know, maybe people go through the steps and go through the motions just because of society or their family or whatever the case is. But it's like, if that's not what you want, then you might feel like you're forcing that thing. Whereas for you, it may, yes, you put in the effort, but it may come a little bit more naturally because you do want both things. So you're willing to make both things work and you're willing to make both things, you know, happen.
Yeah. And it took me time to get here too, just like you. I mean, I wasn't like immediately like, oh, this is, you know, for me to make a decision to really make this like a fourth child, so to speak, you know, that was like an effort. That was like a decision,
yeah,
an intentional decision that I made in life.
Let's talk about something every girl wants: healthy, glowing skin that looks and feels good. And that's where Dionys Goat Milk Skincare comes in. I was introduced to Dionys earlier this year when I visited their farm, and I got to test out all kinds of products, from hand creams to body lotion, skincare, and their new lip masks, just to name a few. After I went to the farm, I learned that goat milk is loaded with vitamins and nutrients, which is so nourishing for your skin, and I also learned that we share the same pH as goats, which is why Dionys' products moisturize so well and never leave a greasy feel. I've been using and loving the goat butter lip mask, the vanilla bean being my favorite, and honestly, it's been a game changer. Everyone's always asking what I use on my lips, and there's truly nothing like it. It gives you the softest, most hydrated lips ever, and it actually lasts, unlike every other lip balm and mask I've tried before that I constantly have to reapply. But what I especially love about Dionys is that it's clean, cruelty-free, and designed to be simple. Plus, it's women-founded and women-led, and if there's one thing I've made clear on For the Girls, it's that we support the girls. These women know their stuff, and I love everything they do. So if you want to give your skin a little extra love today, check out Dionys Goat Milk Skincare. You can find them at DionysGMSkincare.com. That's DionysGMSkincare.com. Use code FTG20 to save 20% off site-wide. Again, that's code FTG20 to save 20% off. I recently just talked on the show about wanting to try some gummies, and guess what I found? Organic, farm-grown, never lab-made, ultra-premium CBD gummies from Secret Nature. I have a Bliss gummy during the daytime for a clean, simple boost when I need clear focus, and a Snoozers gummy when it's time to wind down and actually end the day. The philosophy is simple. Great ingredients, real botanicals, nothing extra. It feels clean and intentional, and it fits right into my schedule. You've got to see for yourself. Grab 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code FORTHEGIRLS. That's secretnature.com, code FORTHEGIRLS. You girls know I'm always sharing my latest book recommendations, and I have to tell you about the book I just finished, Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher. You wouldn't think a romance starring a demon hero could feel cozy, but it could. This is a light paranormal romance with a grumpy sunshine dynamic, one of the biggest fan favorite reader tropes, and I mean it quite literally. She's an angel named Sunshine, and he's a demon with a forgotten past. It's forbidden love, found family, and pure popcorn reading fun. Think fantasy, but rom-com. I was laughing out loud and totally swooning by the end. This one is perfect for spooky season, but without the dark vibes. Just humor, heart, and heat, because of course us girls love a little bit of spice. This was one of those books where I picked it up one night planning to read just a few chapters, but then ended up staying up until 2 a.m. because I could not stop. So Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher is on sale now wherever books are sold, and you've got to make sure to grab the gorgeous deluxe edition before it's gone. The holidays are on their way, and it's never too early to get your shopping done. So why not have fun with it? Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll find products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, and because they're made in small batches, the best finds can sell out fast. I found the perfect customizable gift for the foodies in my life and immediately added to cart. It's a personalized family recipe serving board that you could either hand write and scan a recipe onto or type it on, and it is so special. And of course, I had to get myself a little something because I found this Christmas movie play-along card game, and I cannot wait to play this on our Christmas movie marathon nights, which you know we will have plenty of. Uncommon Goods just has something for everyone, from parents to kids and teens, from book lovers to football fans, all of your family and friends, and even you yourself are covered. And with every purchase you make, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/forthegirls. That's uncommongoods.com/forthegirls for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
And, you know, and I know you're newly married, which, by the way, I stalk you on social. So I just have to just stop the conversation for 1 second and say, first of all, what a beautiful, beautiful wedding dress. I felt like your journey between your shower. Aww. I was like, first of all, like, what did you plan all of that on your own? Or like, did your family help you? Because
the wedding, 100%.
Like, you need to come to the farm and help me next. Because what I saw, I mean, listen, between the car and the dress and like the whole venue, I mean, just... it was like a Cinderella story. So when you say that you're not really wanting to do anything, that was like a full-time job planning that. And you made like the effort to do that. So you're powerful just like everybody else. But that was phenomenal. So congratulations, first of all. I want to tell you that was like, you're so like, you were so beautiful. Your husband is just amazing. Like your family was so great. Your shower, like I cried because you cried walking in. Like it was so
Thank you. I appreciate that. So the shower was a surprise. I mean, I knew I was having a shower, and the only reason why I knew I was having a shower was because I really wanted to get my hair and makeup done. Like my family is very old school. So like, you know, typically like back in the day, like you didn't know you were having a bridal shower when or anything of that sort. Like, so, you know, you just appeared one day in an outfit to go one place and you're, hi, I'm at my bridal shower. So I know that my mom and my family, like they wanted that for me, but I really wanted to have my hair and makeup done. And so I was like, just tell me the day. That's it. I just need to know the day. So I knew I was going to my shower, but I didn't know where it was. I didn't know anything, like literally nothing. So everything was a surprise. It was the first time I've ever even heard of this restaurant, like the theme, like every single thing was a surprise. So that was really nice. But as far as the wedding, yeah, we booked our wedding on the very last day of February. So it was like, you know, March pretty much. And I only gave myself from March to October.
It's crazy.
To plan. And I did quite literally the whole thing by myself. And I will say, of course, before anything was ever booked, every last okay, of course, I ran by my husband. But like he cares about some things, but like, he's not all the way to the end of like male spectrum where they literally are like, just do it. I don't care. Like he has a little bit of an opinion, but he's not going to be, you know, dotting the I's and crossing the T's and checking. So it's like, I got, okay, you see this? Cool. All right, cool. And then like, that was as far as his like participation in it. And I really just had to go with what everything that I felt like that I personally like would love, like as a human being, it, because at the end of the day, like it is just a party. So it's like, I don't want to go too off the deep end of just like going, like doing the things just for the party. It's like, what's true to us? You know, what do we really love? What do we really care about? And so I was just having this conversation with my friends yesterday, as far as planning, because one of my friends was, we were just talking now that all of our weddings happened, everyone's talking about either what went wrong or what didn't work out the way that we wanted. And there was a couple things where things that ended up going wrong were because there were too many cooks in the kitchen who had this opinion, who did that. So then she was changing what she originally wanted because this is what her mom said she should do. And she was like, if I were to ever, you know, throw a party again, I'm not asking anyone's opinion about anything. And I was like, this is why I had honestly nothing go wrong, because it was like, literally just me running the show. Like that was it. I didn't ask anyone. And I said, you know what? There may have been people who were even offended by that. Oh, she didn't ask my opinion on anything. I'm like, but I couldn't care. Like I had to just do, yeah, I had to just do what I, because then that's when you get confused. I had to do what was very clear, very obvious. Like to me, it was so easy simply because I just went with what I knew to be true to me and my husband. And that was it.
Yeah, well, it was beautiful, honestly. And you shared, I felt like, such a good amount of it where I didn't feel like you overshared. I felt like it was such an appropriate amount that you made, like, you know, like me watching just as like a person, like you made me feel included, but like, it wasn't like, oh my God, I should not have seen that.
I know exactly what you mean. And it's like, I do this thing where like, I have the ability to share a lot while not sharing too much, in the sense that, yeah, I'm sharing throughout the whole day, but I'm not sharing the letter that my husband wrote me, and I'm not sharing the speeches that were said to us, and I'm not sharing, you know, like those more intimate details where it's like, that to me should never leave the room of where, yeah, you know, like what was said to us by, you know, our matron of honor and our best man, what my husband wrote to me in the vows. And because, you know, that's the other thing is online, like I see a lot of people's videos like saying their vows to each other and they're like suffering through it. And I'm like, oh my God, I feel like I could never post that on social media. Like I just can't do it. So like I share a lot while without sharing, like, you know, it's what they always say, like you share exactly what you want people to see. Yeah, and I mean, I like to bring people in, but then it's like, there are some things that like, you know, don't get put on the internet, including prices. That's another question. How much did you spend on this? How much did you spend on that? Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Just enjoy the content. I mean, listen, honestly, that's exactly like, you know, you did it. I mean, honestly, I really enjoyed it. You truly enjoyed it. And just because it was like, wow, what a beautiful wedding and what a beautiful experience. And you guys looked obviously like beautiful and happy. And your family is just like, I don't know, obviously you're Italian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm like, okay, I'm like, this is such a like great Italian family. Like you can feel the love in the room. Like it was just great. It was just beautiful. So congratulations.
Thank you.
I didn't mean to hijack.
No, that's please. I'll never miss an opportunity to talk about my wedding. So you don't have to tempt me with a good time. But when you just brought up being Italian, I don't know if you remember when we were at the farm and like you had like a spread of like a lot of Italian, like food and pastries. I don't remember exactly what, but I know that there were like some pastries and some stuff. And I was like, are people Italian around here? I was like, you guys have all like Italian, like I don't remember if it was sandwiches or what there was, but I was like so excited.
Yeah. For lunch, yeah, there is an Italian like market that's near the farm that I always order from. And so yes, for sure. And then for the dinner that we did, I always do like a Middle Eastern or like Mediterranean just because, again, we're very like health conscious and so forth. And yeah, and so that was the dinner. But yeah, you'll have to come back for another fun event because yes. It just gets better. It just gets better. So you're always invited and you can bring your husband. And
thank you.
Plan out my next event here because you did such a great job.
Listen, I might be a one trick pony. I don't know. So we got to see about that.
A lot of you right now. I'm sure it took a lot of
people who message me like, oh, would you help me with this and that? I'm like, shop's closed, kitchen's closed. No, like, listen, I loved it. I loved every second of it. But like you just said, it was in fact a full-time job. So it is, yeah. It is. But it's the best. But I do want to talk about your event. But before we get into that, because I want to discuss that side of things a little deeper, right before we make that shift, one thing that I wanted to ask you before we did go into wedding talk was because you started to give, you went a little mindset on me. We got a little like tips and you said something great about, you know, failure, which I actually have an old podcast episode out called Failure is Part of the Process, because exactly what you just said, people fear failure, but the reality is success is not linear. It's just you fail along the way. And then you went into some other stuff about confidence. So I just want to hear from you, whether it be like mindset stuff or even like your routines, like anything that you do or that you think or anything on a daily basis that you find is bringing you that longevity and that success. And just whether it be in the big moments or the small moments, just getting through every day, like what are your kind of habits or whatever that might be?
Yeah. I mean, the first thing is you have to surround yourself with really positive people. I will just say that is really important because what you don't want to have is negativity surrounding you, because that negativity, as strong as you are, will eventually bring you down. So you need to make sure that you're really aware of who's surrounding you on a daily basis. I also am a true believer that you have to take care of yourself. I work out a lot. You know, I go for long walks. I like really try to do like, I do 5Ks like every weekend. I do Saturdays and Sundays. I do 2 5Ks every weekend.
Wow.
And it's just more for my mental health. And if I'm stressed at work, I will get up, I will leave, and I will just go for like a really, really long walk, or I will just go to the gym, or I'll just do something for myself. It could be a pedicure. It could be a facial. You have to kind of like remember who you are, and you have to self-care a lot in order for you to be able to output, you know, positivity and to be able to be successful. I always say to everybody, you know, and especially this happens to people, I feel like, you know, to women after we have kids, we kind of lose ourselves a little bit, right? Like we forget that we were us before we had our kids. And so I always tell everybody, like, don't lose who you are. Whatever you love to do for yourself, it's not selfish to self-care. You actually become a better person. So you're a better mother, a better wife, better person, better coworker, better friend when you feel good about yourself. And so self-care is really important. You have to make the effort to do that. And so I try to look for outlets throughout the day. If things are stressful, I'll get up and go for like a long walk, or I'll go get a pedicure, a facial, like what, you know, things like that. And then I know when I need a vacation. And that's usually when my family gets a text that's like, hey guys, Costa Rica, how we feel? Puerto Rico, how do we feel about this? Florida, whatever it is. I'm always like looking for an escape. And it's hard for me to disconnect. I'm not going to, you know, lie and say that it's perfect every single time. But like I said, you have to really put the effort and give yourself some breathing room. And that space really makes you a lot stronger for your everyday.
Yeah. No, it's really true. Like, you have to remember that you're a human first. At the end of the day, like, it sounds so cliche or simple or whatever, but, like, it's the truth. Like, we tend to, like, dehumanize ourselves by just going go, 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 go on robot mode, putting everybody else first, filling up everybody else's cup, making sure everything else is done. And then it's like, at the end of the day, it's like, wait, my nails look like crap. Or, like, whatever the case is, like, I need to take care of myself. So keeping those routines. And especially, I mean, even for the girls listening who may become, like, a first-time mom, whatever the case is, like, I'm sure it's really easy to just drop everything, you know? So
everything. Yeah.
You know, it's important.
I have twin boys. So I have older twin boys and I have a younger from my husband now. So, but my twin boys, I remember opening the door when I first had them and I had, like, not showered and it was just, like, crazy. And I was trying to breastfeed and it was just hard with twins. And my mom just looked at me and she was like, "What is going on with you?"
Yeah.
It almost, like, snapped me back into, like, oh, wait, I forgot. I have to, like, really take care of myself because that'll make me a better mom. And so going through, like, my first divorce, going through being a single mom, having those hard things in life, honestly, it made me stronger because when you saw me, I didn't look disheveled. And again, that was me. It doesn't mean that nobody, like, that you have to do what I did. I'm just saying for me, I just needed to look good. I needed to feel good in my skin. And so that really is what made me stronger and a better person and a better mom. And that's what made me really, you know, oh, I need to focus on my career. I need to figure out what my next step is. I need to really kind of find my journey, right? And find my path. And that's what really helped me. And so for anybody listening who's kind of going through it, and I feel like everybody goes through something, you know, just take a deep breath. I always say, take a step back, take a deep breath, give yourself a moment, give yourself some grace. And then re-engage and then just try it. And if it doesn't feel right, always listen to that voice. I always say just make a left or make a right.
I like that. I like that. Reroute.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
That's good. Exactly. That's good. And you know, you talk so much about it being a process and growing and it didn't happen overnight. But this actually leads me to wanting to talk about the brand trip and all that because, you know, this wasn't, like you said, this started off as some small little brand. Like, this was not some overnight success. This wasn't just born into being a big business with tons of money. Like, this was something that grew over time. But you're also building this business in an era that is very fast paced and that is influencers and social media and keeping up with the Joneses. And you got the Tarte trips and this and that. Like, there is so much. Not the same as building a business back in the day where you may just put a little ad in a magazine and, like, that was your promotion for the year, you know? Like, now there's a lot to keep up with. So how did this really, like, get to that position of, like, you take this small brand into then turning it into, you know, executing such a nice brand trip? Like, was there someone who, was it you saying, listen, this is what we got to keep up with? Or is there someone that's kind of guiding you? Or, like, how did you get to that point of being like, let's start getting more into, like, the influencers and things like that?
So I'm someone that when I'm doing something, I need to learn everything about it. And then if I need to call on people for help or insight, I will do that. But I do a lot of research, right? So I knew early on that we needed to figure out a way to bring the brand out into the world in a different way. And I wanted to have this event at the farm because, listen, social media is crazy, right? There's positives and negatives. But, like, social media is where we as a society today learn about who we are, like, who we like, who we don't like, you know, what we follow and so forth. And so I wanted to kind of, like, open my door to the farm and say, hey, come on in. And so I knew that I needed to kind of take it to the next level and put that out there. And I tried to pick, you know, people like, you know, for example, you were invited because I just felt like a connection with you. Like, I literally stalked you on social and I'm like, this is an authentic girl. She is, like, living her best life. When things are not great, she'll tell you. When things are great, she'll definitely tell you. And so that's who I want. I don't want to, like, shower you with stuff just for you to be like, this is amazing. I want you to really enjoy it. And I want you to feel welcoming. And so, you know, what I tried to do with the event is I tried to really just make it like I'm hosting you at my house. and this is what I want you to experience.
That is what it felt like.
Yeah. And I wanted you to feel like you really were experiencing something different, you know? And listen, I can't compete with the Tarts of the world, and I can't be flying you to Bora Bora and wherever it is that they fly people, at least not yet. But I also feel like there's some type of like a special in, you know, thing in coming to the farm and being here and really seeing where it happens and where the passion is coming from, because you really get to know who we are. And so I can't promise that like there's no, you know, future trips, but I feel like for now, this is feeling a little bit more authentic to who we are as a brand and to who I am. And I want to continue to, and I always do things until they don't feel right anymore. And so if it's authentic and I feel good about what we're doing and how we're sharing and how we're talking about the brand, then I will do it all day long. The minute it starts feeling like a fake thing that I'm just doing to sell it, then I'm stopping it immediately, because I'm not fake and I don't want anyone to ever feel like I'm just selling you a product. That's not my goal. Just because I'm so confident in my product, by the way. but also I feel like it really stands for itself. And so keeping up with social and trends and influencers and like what everybody is, it's so hard and it's so fast changing.
Yeah.
That like one day you're like, oh, I know exactly what things are, what everybody's doing. And then you go to sleep, you wake up in the morning and you're like, oh, well, that's done now. Now we're moving on. So you really have to keep up with it. I have a great team. You know, I hired like a really great team of people that I always say we're running this race together. You know, I can't do it on my own. There's no way you can ever win the race alone. You can't do it. There's no way. If there's ever an entrepreneur, a CEO, whatever, that says, oh, I did this. No, there's no way. There's not a physical way. So I have a great, strong team. I have a lot of women that work for me because I, you know, for me, women empowerment and women in business, I want to see them grow. I like to hire younger people who are also just coming into the workforce, because I always say like, I want you to come here and I want to show you like how exciting work can be. And so you can figure out like what you want to do in life and just grow. So I do love to hire, you know, a lot of younger girls and younger women who are really looking to grow and develop and who are interested in similar things, right? Maybe it's not skincare, but maybe it's just entrepreneurship. Maybe they have their own passion and dreams that they are just not sure how to go about. And I always bring everybody into the fold and I'm like, hey, let's run this race together.
Yeah.
And when we win, we congratulate each other, right? It's not just me. It's all of us together. So it's great.
Yeah. I mean, the team that I had met, I mean, I'm sure that there's more people behind the scenes, but everyone that I met that day was great. You know, I met the social media girl, Danielle, I met Kim, like I met, you know, whoever was there, and it felt like everyone was like equally into what was going on. Like everyone cared and everyone was passionate about it. It wasn't just like an employee here, an employee there. It was like, no, everyone was like well into what was going on and really like enjoyed it. And I feel like that is what's most important, because it's not just like, you know, people saying like, people just like, okay, this is, I got to be here for work. I got to take my Saturday, you know, and go to work. Like, it's like they wanted to be at the farm. They wanted to be a part of this. They were excited to be a part of the event. And so that was, you know, it's really nice to see like, you know, the team actually be passionate and care just as much as you do, you know?
Yeah. And that's really important. You know, I always tell people like, if you don't have the passion, you're not going to be able to fake that. That you can easily see if the passion is not there. And that's true in anything, right? And so I love my team, and that's what really helps me stay focused and on top of things and what helps us move so fast. If you ask them, I always use this analogy. I'm like, guys, we're on a runaway train. Just hold on. Together, we will make it. Just hold on.
I love that. I love that. That is really good. But yeah, no, the trip to the farm in itself was really, really nicely done. And especially for, you know, like you said, like for a brand who like, no, maybe it's not pulling all the stops and sending people to Bora Bora, but it's still making people feel included and a part of something. And quite frankly, like, at least speaking for myself, like, I feel like you did such a great job with vetting and seeking and like inviting who you wanted to invite, because like, for me, I'm the type of person who like when something is nicely done and like, you know, you put in your effort, like that'll be reciprocated. Like I was like posting, I couldn't wait. Sometimes you see these people fly out on these trips and they didn't even post anything that they were there. So it's like they're investing, you know, $500,000 into these people, and they're not even getting a post on their Instagram. You know, like I was like making TikToks, I was doing stories, I was posting. I posted the video of the attack by the goats. I mean, I was like all in. I'm like, this is a great time, you know. So
that's what we wanted, right? Because everything that you posted was authentic, right? Like you, even the goats, right? I was like, everybody was like, oh my god, like she posted that she's scared. I'm like, that's okay, because she was, and she was so great about it because she was like honest. And I just remember being in the background and I was laughing so hard. I'm like, this is like the best outtake of this trip, but. Like, that's what I want, right? I want people to be like, okay, this is like a scary thing, but like, I get it. But no, I'll just step out here and watch you from there. I don't need any more Cheez-Its and I'm okay.
Listen, you want to create some sort of feeling and emotion amongst people. So sometimes just a pretty picture doesn't do it. You have to post the behind the scenes, the outtakes, you know? That's how you get people interested.
For sure. For sure. For sure. No, it was just great. And I can't wait. hoping to have it again this year. And so I'm super excited. And of course you're always welcome back. So just, you know, we'll reach out, but you know, you're always welcome.
Amazing. Thank you. So, all right. I feel like you have some tricks up your sleeve. I don't know what you can share. I don't know what you have going on, but what is next for you guys? Like what is to come, or what can we expect in the near future?
So yeah, like there's so much going on, so much going on. So for the moms on the call, I will share that we are launching a baby line because Diana's baby makes like so much sense for us, just because we are taking care of mom. Why not take care of baby? So I am super, super, super in love with our new baby line that's coming out soon. But in like our regular everyday line, it's honestly just continuing to launch products that really transform the look and feel of your skin and really make you feel great in your skin. And so, yeah, like body care, skin care, lip care, honestly, there's just no hold bar. We don't like launch like a million things every single time, because for me, it's more like what's out there that either I can't find or that I like, but maybe it doesn't work the way I want it to work. And then we just make it, you know, so much better with goat milk. And so, yeah, I mean, listen, go on our site. There's like shopping all day long. You could like definitely enjoy and get for yourself and for everybody on your list. But but it's just amazing product. And once you try it, you'll be hooked. That's what I tell
there's like no going back after. Truly.
No, you'll feel it. You'll feel the difference in the product. And that's what I always tell everybody. Just try it. You don't have to believe me. Just try it. And then you'll see. And so it speaks for itself. I'm really proud of it.
Yes. Yes. I'm so happy about everything. I'm so happy to have had this conversation with you. I love the product. I love the brand, and I'm so excited for what is to come. So
thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us.
I had so much fun. My first podcast.
Yes. Woo. We did it. First podcast. Now you're going to be like, well, who else, what other podcast can I get on?
I would be like, Victoria, I need to come back. I don't know.
I have more to say.
But I love your podcast, and I love the fact that you are honestly like empowering girls, right? Women, like that's what we need. We need more of that. We really have to like stand together, you know? And so I really admire you and what you're doing. So congratulations on everything. It's really great.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for coming on.
You're welcome.
I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com.